Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. And I'm seeing everybody coming into the chat room. I hope everybody's doing good tonight. I'm doing well here. And Ronan, are you there?
Yes, I'm chilling.
Okay, your phone sounds a lot better.
Thank you.
And I see everybody's coming in. So tonight's going to be pretty interesting. Who was asking that? Bill don't know, was asking what I was doing, and I was saying I was watching Braxton Family Values. I always catch everything. You know, after I just DVR everything, and I try and catch up, and they're all sitting here attacking Tamar, so I'm just sitting here watching this. But anyways, so we're all here to talk about a lot of things that have been going on this week. It's been a really, really interesting week. After a lot of persistence, I finally did the video on the whole Adria Richards situation. And, you know, a lot of people did agree with my stance on the video. Other people had their own opinions, which is fine. You know, as you guys know, whenever I make my videos, whenever I state my opinion, it's just simply my opinion. You can agree, you can disagree, but at the end of the day, it's just how I feel about just, you know, particular topics. So I wanted to do a show today about feminism, the whole Adria Richards situation. And for those of y'all who didn't get to see the video, who don't know who Adria is, she is basically a black female, and she was at a PyCon convention. She does IT, and there are some guys behind her. They're making some jokes about forks and dongles. And basically, you know, it's a piece of hardware equipment, but they were kind of referencing it kind of sexually. But either way, they weren't talking to her. She overheard them. She took their picture, and she blasted it to the Internet. And in return, the Internet went in on her because she ended up getting one of the guys fired. He was a father of three. It was an inside joke. She had no business, you know, putting it out there the way she did. And so they basically went in on her, and she ended up getting fired as well, and it caused a lot of controversy, and it caused a lot of, you know, drama between a lot of the feminists and things like that. So I know you saw the video the other day, Ronan. What did you particularly think about the whole Adria Richards situation?
It is typical of some of these shit starters that are online and offline. And I experienced one of those when I was working at Ford in Chicago, where there was this chick that had numerous incidents where she tried to get people accused of sexual harassment, but they failed. And again, it's like a social predator out here, just looking for any old thing. They didn't have to be involved in it. It's just like they want to blow the whistle at anything. But that's the problem with certain individuals. Like, when they have a reputation of doing it, they can destroy lives for the sake of their own egos or whatever bullshit reasons they have. So, you know, this chick, it's just typical behavior. Like, she had nothing to do with it. It was a conversation that, you know, you could have dismissed like anybody else would have. They probably would have laughed at it or whatever, but for some reason she was looking for something to, you know, a reason to turn up. But unfortunately, a guy with three kids is out of work now, so over some bullshit.
Right, and as is she. And I think the main reason why she got fired was because Anonymous was attacking their docs. They were getting docs to death by Anonymous. And, you know, no company is going to put their livelihood at risk for an employee. So I think that was the main reason why she was fired. You know, and it's basically like you guys are saying in the chat room, ear hustling gone wrong. You know, and I just think she could have handled the situation better. If you're just so overly offended, go to HR, go to somebody above you, go to management. But you don't take somebody's picture and you blast them to the world. You know, that's where she crossed the line. And what I hated the most about it was just the fact that after, you know, the Internet went in on her, then it was, you know, turned into a whole feminist issue. Then it became a whole black issue. It's like, you know, why are you now playing the black card? You made a mistake, own up to your mistake, just admit that you were wrong, you know what I'm saying? Let's not play the whole womanizing situation, the whole black card situation, because it wasn't warranted. You know, that was something that she put, you know, put on herself. Now, when I made my video, I said I'm not a huge fan of feminism. And, of course, you know, some women got offended. Well, why not? You're a woman. How dare you not be a fan of feminism, bitch? And I think, you know, maybe I didn't convey it clear enough, but it's not that I'm not a fan of feminism. I guess what bothers me today, I don't think the feminists of today are the feminists of yesteryear or of the past or the 60s. I believe when they initially started their movement, they had a solid goal. And I believe they had, you know, they had a point to it because they're fighting for gender equality and making sure that women can make just as men get just as much money in the workplace as men. Like I said in my video, I don't believe that feminism was a black woman's fight. I just don't. I believe that was more of a white woman's fight, but black women somehow got swept in that movement. With that being said, the feminists of today, why I don't respect them as much, and this is not for towards all feminists. So you really shouldn't take offense to this if the shoe doesn't fit. If it fits, oh well. But with that being said, I don't like radical feminism. So I think that's what I should have made a little bit more clear. It wasn't so-called just feminism, but radical. Because in my opinion, radical feminism is no different than a man who's being misogynistic. I don't see the difference, you know, than a man saying that women are beneath them and women should just sit their asses in the kitchen and cook all day and rub their feet and, you know, give him head anytime he demands head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's, like, over the top. And it goes the same for radical feminists who feel like, you know, like they scream gender equality, but then you also have these women. I have sent you the video. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there was a meeting at the University of Toronto 3 days ago, and there were some radical feminists. It was supposed to be an equality seminar ran by a group of men at the University of Toronto. Once these crazy bimbos heard about it, they ran up there and they pulled the fire alarm. You know, and when they were confronted about, you know, about their behavior by different people on campus, they went off and basically were saying that men were bad and, you know, just, you know, so quick to attack men. And I just find that funny. It's like, you know, a lot of people want so much respect, but they're not willing to give that to other people. You know, so I just, you know, it just messes up the plight of feminism. I just feel like a lot of feminists today are just overly radical for no reason. Am I saying all? No, of course not. But I think that the majority of them, they're on some type of radical kick. I remember I had did a video a year ago about the man whose ding-a-ling got chopped off and the wife threw it in the garbage disposer and turned it on. Remember that story, Ronan?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was the lady. She did that. And I can't tell you how many women I had to block off of that video for the nasty comments that they left, you know, because I would do the same if it was a man leaving nasty comments like that. But it was so many women coming on there with these radical beliefs that what that lady did was right, you know, assuming that she was probably getting raped, he's probably beating on her. And I'm like, even if that was the case, she could have got out that relationship. She could have called the police. You don't chop off somebody's private part and throw it in the garbage disposal. But it's like they're making every excuse for her. And I'm like, nah, that's messed up. And if you have brothers or if you have a father or if you have sons, you have to be able to be empathetic and put yourself in that man's situation. You know, even if he was cheating on her, I'm not saying that that's right. That's no excuse to cut off somebody's dick. Like, come on. Just like if a woman is cheating on her man, is he able to just cut off your boobs or, you know, do female circumcision on you? No, it's not. Like, we still have to be able to treat each other with respect, both genders. And I feel like some women are just so radical with it. It's just, it's ridiculous. And it's just basically making, like, the whole feminist movement now, it's almost like a joke.
Jesus. You know, when it comes to the, I guess, recent mutation of feminism, you have a lot of walking contradictions out here that you got most of them promoting gender equality when really actually it's more benefits and less responsibilities or accountability to a lot of stuff to where they can run around and protest and say all some mean vitriol type stuff. But then when the same token, when a person has to go out, like we said, the MREs go out there and make their protest, you have these ratchet chicks out there pulling fire alarms and doing dumbass shit and throwing meat. I mean, just ignorant ass stuff that this is new. And again, most of them are trying to preach equality, but then you have a severe bias or extreme hatred of men in general. You know, they think it's cool to cut off dicks or do some very demeaning type stuff or use the laws against people, like just like that, like Brian Banks, who, you know, finally got absolved from the whole thing about the false rape allegations. There's some who support twisting the system to their own means. So when it comes to like all this nonsense, and I go head to head with these Facebook feminists all the time, well, fuck y'all bitches. But again, every day, all day, it's never about equality, because actually I prefer justice over equality anyway, because if we were actually equal, we'd be fucking hermaphrodites.
Well, I mean, even to take it as basic as that, if everything was equal, if everybody just didn't see gender, you would just look at the laws. You know, so many times we hear about, like, you'll have a woman who can sit up here and molest a young boy.
Right.
And people will make excuses. Oh, she was depressed. Oh, her husband didn't pay her any attention. Oh, she's beautiful. She's fine. He should like it. But not let a fine young teacher have sex with a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Okay, he's fine. He's handsome. Does that make it okay? But you hear people sit there and make excuses for women who do ratchet things. And I feel like if the genders were equal, then the laws would be equal. And we have to be honest with ourselves. The laws treat women a lot differently than they treat men. You know, a woman can do something and she'll get less time. I feel like if a woman, you know, molests a child, has sex with the child, she should be looking just as much time as a man. You know, you still manipulated a young person. You still took advantage of a young person. You know, even with the Mary Kay Letourneau thing, this bride was having babies by the little boy she was molesting. Mm-hmm. You know, people to this day still make excuses for her and blame her husband. And it's like, you know, that's not cool. What if it was a male teacher who was knocking up his, you know, 12-year-old student? There's no way in hell anybody would accept that. There's no way that'd be okay in society.
They would send the lynch mob after that dude. But when it comes to on the other side of the token, where I guess the woman is out there molesting children, you won't see her on How to Catch a Predator. They'll put on the news and try to romanticize and say, well, she was in love or some crazy dismissive type bullshit they'll put in the paper. Some of these women are buried. You know, they buy these kids alcohol, which is another crime out there. Or there's been teachers, female teachers out there that brought some football or sports team members over to her house, provided the liquor and everything. They ran a train on her all because she wanted it. So, again, like, then you'll have these individuals come out here and saying, hey, you know, she's the victim. No, she's not. She made a choice. Because, again, like a lot of the laws out here says, like, you know, it's able for a woman to be a woman until it's not fit for her to do it, and then she can refer to a little child, and it's cool.
Right, right. And, I mean, you have a lot of people who do that as well. Camera Lady, a lot of people are making some good points. Camera Lady saying that she's perpetuating the angry black female stereotype, and that's what she was saying about Adria Richards, you know, and that's true. And she was even saying stuff in her Twitter account that, you know, black people can't be racist and this, this, and that. But I found it funny that she was just so quick, like I said, to pull that race card. Just own up to what you did. You know, there's nothing wrong. We all make mistakes. We all do stupid stuff. Sometimes we do things in a fleeting moment without thinking it all the way through. So I'm not knocking her for being human. It was a dumb mistake, but it's a mistake nonetheless. But I think had she been like, you know what, you guys are right. That was wrong. I shouldn't have put him on blast without his permission. I took his picture, yada, yada, yada. I think the internet would have been more forgiving. But when she tried to turn it into a whole race issue, a whole feminist issue, that's when I lost respect for her. You know, and especially, you know, being in IT is such a male-dominated field, and it's hard because, you know, a lot of men always second-guess you, and, you know, sometimes they don't really want to be bothered. And, of course, 9 times out of 10, a company's going to hire a male before they hire a female. You know, I don't know how long it took me to get into my current job in IT. You know, so it's like it is harder for women, and I feel like she did make it a lot harder for women trying to get into IT. You know, people are like, oh, well, IT is such a sexist, you know, occupation. It's more male-driven. But you have to think about it, though. Look at our society. We don't get props for being smart. Women don't get props for knowing about computers and stuff like that. We get props for our bodies. We get props for being beautiful. How many girls want to do IT? Now ask yourself how many girls want to be the next Kim Kardashian, Amber Rose. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's such a, you know, so-called sexist field, because that's not really a field that most women gravitate towards to. Most girls are taught from the time that they're little, you know, that it's all about your looks and to be pretty. And there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, I model on the side. I like fashion. So there's definitely nothing wrong with tapping into that, you know, that feminine part of you. But I've always been a tomboy. I've always liked computers. I've always liked video games. But that's just me. I'm just one chick, you know. And most of the women that I do come across in IT, they're very, very, you know, tomboyish, very mannish. They're really, really into their computers, into hardware, you know, but that's just how they've been their whole lives. But most women are just not into that. So, yeah, you're going to see more men in that type of field because more men tend to work on, you know, computer-related projects. So when you see a black woman in that field, when there's so many of us, there's not even many black men in IT. So let alone black women, that's a rarity. So it's like, you know, a lot of people really looked up to her. You know, I had a lot of respect for her. Like, man, it's cool to see a woman doing her thing and, you know, she's handling her business. She's out there. She's techie. That's cool. And then for her to, you know, go through all this bullshit, I just thought it was nonsense. I lost a lot of respect for her and the way she went about it. You know, and the fact that she was offended over a damn dongle joke. You know, that's why I said, like, we just gotten to the point in society where people get offended by everything. I mean, this has to be the most offended society ever on the planet. I mean, people, you can't do anything.
No.
You're going to offend somebody.
And here's the problem with what she did. Now, let's just say there are legitimate cases out there. There's going to be people who cast a side eye thanks to her because of, you know, her doing her little petty type bullshit because she was looking for something to do. I mean, like, really get into and, like, fuck somebody over. But then, like, what about someone who has a legitimate case that happened?
Right.
That will tend to get dismissed. Or the fact that, okay, let's say nothing else happens from there. You're going to have male coworkers, you know, pretty much distancing themselves from female coworkers with the threat of termination of employment. So that only widens the gap between, you know, both genders. Because, again, that's going to sit there pretty much alienate any aspiring woman to go in that field. She's going to have to struggle even harder, like, from some people who actually know. So, again, there's more collateral damage than ever. And she didn't think about anybody but herself. But here's a question I want to ask these so-called feminists, especially the black ones. When you had that incident with I think it's Don Imus, when he called the Rutgers team nappy-headed hoes or something like that, can anybody name one feminist organization that came to the aid of black women at that time? Or you look back when the whole Sandra Fluke nonsense happened, where they called her a whore, like Rush Limbaugh, and the sponsors sat there pretty much pulled themselves out of there like that. Again, outside of numbers, how has feminism benefited black women in general? When have you seen some of these feminist lawyers, or even say the leader of the feminists, Gloria Steinem, who said, you know, all the stuff she said, she managed to get married, but some of you motherfuckers don't. Help me to understand that.
Right. I mean, like I said, I just don't feel, in my personal opinion, that feminism really helped the black community or, you know, black women in general, just for the fact that when all that stuff started in the 60s, we were more about family. We're more all about the, you know, it takes a whole village to raise a child. But once the whole feminist movement started, it was more about self, more about women, you know, being independent. We don't need our men, you know, things like that. And it's almost like, you know, fast forward 2-3 generations, it's almost like the gender roles have been reversed. And that's the part that kind of bothers me, especially it seems like that in our community, that you have a lot of women out here. And there's nothing wrong with being a strong woman. There's nothing wrong with being strong-minded. But again, I think it's a fine line and it's an equal balance. But you have so many women out here now who are the head of the household, who are running things, who feel like they don't need a man. And then you have a lot of these dudes who are just straight punks. You know, and it's unfortunate because you have a lot of these dudes, they don't know how to be men. They live up under their mamas. Their mamas, you know, live with them or they live with their mothers. They're not ready to be husbands. They're not ready to take care of their kids. And you know, and it would be cool if it was just like a few cases, but it's like it's so many cases all over the country of these guys. And, you know, it's easy to say that it's the man's fault because he wasn't there, which he does share a part of the blame. But as a woman, if you are in your child's life, especially your male child's life, you have to be able to step up and do what you got to do. You still got to raise him to be a man. You know, it's almost like some women baby their boys, but then they go hard on their daughters and tell their daughters, you need to be independent. You don't need no man. You need to do this, this, and that. But then they cater and baby these boys. And I'll never understand that. If anything, you know, teach your daughter that she needs to be treated like a lady, respect her man, you know, and get a respectful man who respects her as well, but teach your sons how to be men. And, I mean, like, I'm not saying that it's easy because a woman can never truly teach a man, you know, how to be a man, but you have to teach them certain traits, how to be responsible, how to have respect for themselves, how to, you know, try and take care of a household, and then as well as getting positive male role models around that male child. But I just feel like the genders are just straight up reversed. You know, you have women out here going out, working, and then you have men just sitting around all day playing video games. And people, you know, are in relationships just to say that they have a man.
Well, it's all about matter of choice because there are those who are, I mean, again, it goes back to, you always have individuals say, you know, after the fact, it was mainly female intuition. But given the evidence, you knew that individual wasn't shit because they were showing you that. With this person, while you're sitting there busting your ass and going to work and doing what you're supposed to do, and this person, and the greatest achievements this person ever achieved was on Xbox or PlayStation. That's a problem. It's a straight problem. Same thing if a guy was, like, messing with a chick who's out there being a community cum dumpster. It all comes down to, personal responsibility and choices. But the whole thing about being independent versus interdependent, interdependence means you can stand on your own, but you're open to, like, establish a balance. The whole independent thing, that means you need nothing. I mean, once you have the ability to sustain yourself without any outside influence, that is when you're independent. Other than that, you're interdependent or you're dependent on something. But that's when people tend to get that definition mixed up because it sounds, you know, like you're strong when really you're not. It's a contradiction in many cases.
Right. And, you know, and some of the ladies in the chat room are saying they don't want to depend on a man to pay for stuff. You know, they want to be, you know, independent. And I agree. You should be independent, but to a certain point. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you have to depend on somebody for your well-being or you have to sit around the house while your man goes to work and you can't have your own career. That's not what I'm saying. You can be independent. What I'm saying is that you still need to know that there's a fine balance, you know, because you don't want to be to the point where it's like, well, I don't need a man for nothing. I just need a man for a baby, but he doesn't need to be here to help raise the child. And I think that's where some women's, you know, mentality is nowadays, is that they don't need a man for anything besides sex, and that's it. You know, and I think it should be a fine line. I think we still have to come together as a community and build and bring back our families and bring back the black community. I don't think it's about just, you know, screaming independence, and especially for the women, you know, we tend to think like that. But I really think the men should really be the ones out there trying to be more independent, not depending on a woman. Because you have so many dudes who depend on a woman for everything.
Well, again, here's the whole thing. If you have these individuals who say, I don't need a man for nothing except for a baby, you're still dependent. You're a walking contradiction if you still use that word independent and you don't produce the environment to promote that. Same thing if you see a guy who's looking for basically another mother to sleep with. Again, it goes back to personal choice. You cannot, you know, buck responsibility for them bad choices. You know, same thing you hear these people say, well, you know, this guy doesn't want to do anything. You know, he lost his ambition, but you're still with him. You gave this person, you invested more of your time into this guy because you wanted half a dude or a third of him. Just, I mean, or the fact that you can't stand on your own in a certain way because you're afraid of being lonely or you can't stand yourself by yourself. That says a whole lot. So I do have an issue with the whole thing about, you know, you trying to declare independence when your actions and your words actually clash with what you stand on. If you're really interdependent, you'd be able to, like, sustain your own, but you'd be able to, you know, maintain the channels, like, to entertain something. Like, again, like, if somebody, everybody's worried about, if this person leaves, what am I going to do? Okay, I know people who have given their all and everything, dismissed all of that, to have someone leave them destitute, and they have to struggle to get everything back. But if you're a smart person, you will sit there and not only give of yourself to that person and vice versa, but you still got to love yourself enough to protect yourself. We're not seeing a lot of that. So you can't say you're independent and you're on them county checks. You can't say you're independent.
Oh, Lord, don't get me started on them damn checks.
But you
want a baller, but you get food stamps.
Yeah, or you still independent, but you get guys ran through you.
I want a dude who got six figures, but you get $425 a month.
Right.
No. You have to be able to bring something. I think it has to be an equal match. You have to bring something to the table, and he has to bring something to the table.
And that's the whole thing. It's like you getting up and like, well, you're taking him to court. So basically you're peddling your pussy for an allowance. That's backwards hustling. It's just backwards. Now, again, the whole child support issue, that's a whole other show. But again, like, don't say it because it sounds good. Fucking call it for what it is. Look, I'm a parent. Yeah, I mean, and I hate the whole term about single mother. You're a mother or father regardless. Doesn't matter how many children you are. It's often a thankless billet that's placed upon you. But still, you're a mother. You're trying to lessen the blow from either penis or pussy mismanagement. That's all that really is. I mean, like,
he will just
say, well, but saying like, okay, saying like you said it before, like, you're a mother of two. You're still a mother. You're responsible. You go to work every day. You take care of your children every day. Now, a lot of times you don't give as much as yourself as you should do, but you do what you're supposed to do as a parent. You don't go standing there looking for the Nobel Peace Prize for the most basic of bullshit that you're supposed to do. But you have all these characters on her Facebook saying, yeah, I fed my kids McDonald's today. Fucking, you know, praise me. Fuck you. Do what you're supposed to do.
Ronan, you sound like you bad at Facebook. Who done messed with my homeboy on Facebook? Because Ronan go hard.
But you see, this is the stuff we talk about every day where, you know, well, I take care of my kids. Dumbass, you're supposed to. You're supposed to clothe your kids.
Right.
Teach your kids.
Nurture
your kids. And when it comes to, like, schooling your kids, a lot of them always sit there and talk shit about the other parent, and that child will take that shit in. So you're basically wondering why your kid becomes an incumbent hood booger because of the shit you're giving your kids. Like, it doesn't matter if you feeding them hot dogs and fucking tater tots and shit like that. If that's all you have, But fucking just be genuine about your shit, because I get tired. I am so fucking tired of motherfuckers, like, claiming I'm strong and independent. You taking bathroom pictures with the duck mouth and shit in your toilet. But fucking your house is fucked up. And your kids out here running around here fucking diapers full of shit and claiming that you're a grown-ass person. I haven't even started. I ain't got enough time.
Ronan is going out there in the chat room cracking up. They say Ronan is mad as fuck right now.
I'm just saying.
With you, though. Ronan is going hard tonight. Preach, bruh.
No, I'm just saying, because, again, like, the whole thing is, like, when it comes to women like yourself and others out there who are doing what they're supposed to do, they don't have to broadcast that shit. People see that
right.
shit.
Right.
Period. But if you out here trying to trumpet your accolades on bullshit, like, look at me, I'm feeding my kids. Dumbass, feed your kids. You don't need nobody. You don't need to put that shit on Instagram.
Pat on the back.
You don't need
right.
that shit. Or, you know, like, black girls rock, but then fucking your kids aren't rocks. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And that's what we're trying to say, because I didn't want Ms. Bonafide to get it mixed up. But that's what we're saying. Ms. Bonafide was saying that she feels that financially she should be independent, and I definitely agree with that. I feel like as a woman, you should be able to make your own money and stand on your own, too. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about people who want to skin that they're independent. They don't need no man to help raise their child. So I want to make that clear. That's what we're talking about, women who think that they can just do it by themselves. It's not easy being a single parent, you know, and I think for most women, if they have to do it over, they would have picked a better mate, you know what I'm saying? So it's not easy, but, when you're doing what you have to do, there's no need to announce it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit there and take pictures of spaghetti and be like, dinner time, me and my kids is eating. That's what you're supposed to do, and that's what Ronan is saying. You know, you can't sit here and you want an NBA baller, you want a man to come with this whole checklist, but your ass get food stamps, Section 8, and EBT. You got
right.
a Louisiana purchase card. Like, you have to be able to meet people halfway. You can't expect expectations on somebody else that you don't expect of yourself. And I think that's where I lose a lot of respect for some women, is when they sit there and boast and they skin that they're independent, they don't need no man. And you do. That daughter needs a father in her life. That son needs a father in their life. Now, if that man chooses not to be there, then you have to find alternative people to come into their lives and help out. But nobody can do it themselves. It does take a whole village to raise a child. You know, so the point is, pick somebody with character. Let's make better decisions on who we sit down and have children with. You know, that's the main thing. And I think that's what a lot of this independent mindset has messed up a whole generation of women. You know, because so many women, you have girls who get pregnant, and before the baby's even out, they're not even with the guy. It's like, you are 6 months pregnant. Where's the baby's father? I don't need no man. I don't. Well, you're needing them to get knocked up. You know, so it's crazy. It's like, you know, all of a sudden you don't need no man. And because, and then I also blame the guys because they're running out because they don't know how to be men. Because a lot of these single mothers are not raising their sons to be men. They make excuses for them. They blame the female. Well, she wasn't shit anyway. What about your son? He got four kids out here by four different women. How the fuck was you raising your son?
Right.
You know, it's like nobody wants to take personal responsibility for anything.
That's the generation that we live in. Because if you do the math, right now we're going to do an impromptu dick audit. You got people, you got one chick that has maybe four or five baby daddies for four or five different kids, no ring on her finger, nothing to show for it. Your pussy for profit hustle has failed. Same thing with a guy. If he's got a bunch of chicks out here, he got burned a few times, he got some miscellaneous kids he's not taking care of, or if he is, he's been given a couple dollars. And you got kids that grow up to be all these little ratchet Frankensteins that we see every day. You have failed. Fucking failed. I mean, anybody can fuck around and make a kid or something like that, but it takes a whole lot of effort and initiative and a plan to make not just children, but to make productive citizens and representatives of your legacy. Other than that, you can keep all them fuck trophies, them anchor babies and all that shit, because that's what they're going to be.
Right.
And made it worse.
Dwayne is making some really good points in the chat room. He's saying that somebody needs to speak on dads like myself who had to fight for time to see their children, even though I pay out the ass for her to take my child support money, go shopping at Target and spend it at the casino boat. And that is very unfortunate. You have a lot of men out here who are handling their business and paying their child support, but they're not able to see their kids the way that they need to. And you have a lot of these women who, you know, who use their kids as pawns. You know, and also Bonafide Lovin' is also saying that, you know, she doubts a lot of women choose to be single parents. Of course not. You know, if I had it my way, I would not be a single parent. But, you know, marriages dissolve, people go through divorce, you know, people separate, people break up. You know, but again, it's still your responsibility as a parent, male and female, to raise your child to the best of your ability. You know, as a man, you still need to be in that child's life. As a woman, you still need to raise that child, you know, with morals and understanding of self. And I think that's the problem, is that a lot of people, it's just easier to let YouTube raise your child. It's easier to just let the television raise your child as opposed to you really doing it. You know, and so that's the problem, is that sometimes we make so many excuses in our community. You know, and it's like, that's why I said sometimes it goes back to the whole feminist movement, how I feel like it really didn't help the black family, because everybody's kind of just now doing their own thing. You know, it's not so much more about the family. It's more about, you know, what this person, it's almost like for some women, they'll see a man, it's all about, you know, what he can do for them. Or, you know, I can get pregnant by him and it don't matter if he sticks around because I can get child support. You know, it's become a hustle for some women now. You know, to get pregnant by, you know, wealthy guys or guys who have their shit together just so they can get child support and not work, you know, which is unfortunate. But then a lot of these guys also have to take responsibility for their actions. You know, if a woman is out here and she already got 2-3 kids, you know, you should take that extra precaution. You know, things happen, but you need to think about it. Every time you sleep with somebody, they can be your potential baby's mother, baby's father. Are they worthy? That's just something you got to always think in the back of your mind.
Yeah, and go back to the whole feminist thing. A lot of them are literally, I mean, they really go hard in the paint for some hypocritical shit. Like when you had that situation with Slut Walk, where you had chicks running around with low cut dresses, basically showing a whole lot of cleavage and unnecessary shit. It's all about presentation. Like if I see you out here, if you walking down the street and you got dental floss on, you think that shit's hot and high heels, my mind's thinking going to perceive you as something other than what you want me to perceive you as. I mean, I'm not going to look at some chick who's got her ass hanging out and say, wow, she has a great mind. You know, her personality is outshining the fact that she's naked. It don't work that way. It don't. You don't see me walking around dragging my balls on a car and demanding respect. That's just a contradiction. But again, you see a lot of feminists who say a lot of bullshit and pretty much go hard to pay for some half-truths. Anybody who cannot, you know, keep themselves genuine 110%, I can't even pay attention to what the fuck you're saying. I can't. Because this,
right.
this movement actually pretty much created more of a divide than anything. It hasn't really helped women in general on any level. Now, granted, there's some assholes who go out there and do rape and shit like that, but to think any man out there is like, when he looks at you, that's the first thing on his mind, you got life fucked up. Because some of y'all already, the main culprit is talking about, you know, you might want to rape me. No, I wouldn't even want to fuck you in a wet dream. So, really, get over yourself.
So they're having a lot of good conversations in the chat room. A lot of people are going back and forth. They're basically and Jamal just watching the chat room talking about, what are we talking about? We see you, Jamal. And basically everybody's talking about the whole parenting issue. Bonafide feels like some men are making excuses not to see their children. Camera lady saying that some women have so much bitterness in their hearts and selfishness that they won't let the father see their kids. And she's been witness to this, and I have too. And I said in the chat room that it's a two-way street, that both genders play games. You know, you have some women who use their kids as pawns, and you have some dudes who are just deadbeats. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a two-way street. Or you have some dudes who feel like, well, because the mom makes more money, she's handling her business, I don't have to do much. You know, so it's unfortunate when people don't, you know, equally share in responsibilities of the child that they chose to create together. Regardless if they chose it, you know, willingly or unwillingly, it's still your child. It's still here. They both need to take part in raising that child. So a lot of people are making a lot of good points right here. Thomas is saying, I don't fuck with chicks who show their goods to the world. Camera lady saying that you can't really say a lot of men. The media seems like it's a lot of men that do that, but there are some responsible guys out here as well. So, you know, there's a lot of different stereotypes. Blue Rue's also saying, what about the deadbeat moms? And I agree. And, you know, I feel like, too, now, Bonafide Lovin' is saying they're going back and forth. Everything's just kind of moving up quick. I'm trying to catch up. Bonafide Lovin' is saying that there are some deadbeat moms, but that's rare. Now, let's break it down to what a deadbeat is. Because don't think that a deadbeat mom is a mom that just, you know, decides to walk out on her kids. You have some women who physically have custody of their children, and they don't do shit for their children. And that's real talk. I see it all the time. I have associates. I have girls I grew up with who have kids, and they do not handle them. And to me, even though you physically have custody of your children, you can be a deadbeat mom. You know what I'm saying? So you have chicks who sit here on Facebook 24/7, won't cook dinner, won't spend time with their kids, won't help them with their homework. They're not doing what they need to do to parent that child, especially when they're the only parent that that child has. You know, so I think a deadbeat parent can be in the household and not do anything. Sometimes you have people who are in marriages, and one parent is literally the one doing everything for that child while the other parent is not doing anything. So it can definitely happen. Both genders can be deadbeats.
I can give you an example of a deadbeat mom because it was a chick I hooked up with sometime in mid-2000. And me and her were cool. We went to the same school together. And, you know, we really liked each other. But the fact is, I found out the hard way that she had 5 kids. You know, and I went over there, and the first time I went over there, and, like, I said, well, whose kids are these? Oh, I'm just babysitting. So I didn't think nothing of it. But the second time I came over there, well, actually the third time I came over there, like, all 5 of them said, Mom, we hungry. And I looked at her like she was crazy. I'm like, fucking, these are your kids. Oh, well, you know, I meant to tell you. I was going to tell you about that later on. You know, basically denying me, like, information I really needed to know because she was afraid of what I would say. So then she comes in and like, she will come over to my house, leave her kids to the elements. Basically, the only thing keeping them from the elements or whatever's out there is some raggedy door and some cheap-ass lock. So she'll spend the night, she'll get her back blown out and everything like that, and then sent home and go about her business. But the thing that threw me, aside from that, is, like, she wanted a serious relationship. Like, wait, it's a package deal. You have your kids. She said, don't worry about my kids. It's just me and you. It turned me the fuck off. So there are some deadbeat chicks out there because she was worried about random dick. And the thing is, the other part that pissed me off is, like, while we were in the act and everything like that, she picked up my phone and she wanted me to call my homeboys and run through her. So getting dick was more important. Well, getting dick was more important than fucking taking care of her kids. And one of them was like in her young teens. So seeing how her mom's leading by example, that's the shit I'm talking about, because I don't want to play a part in that. Because, again, if I know you have kids, just like any regular dude would, he's going to figure out, okay, if I'm with this, how am I going to sit there and lead by example? Because they're always going to watch me. No matter what I say and do, they're going to watch. And I have to be careful of that. So if you are sitting there denying your kids, like, significant, because, they should come first. But she was giving me her last while they were sitting there, like, having to deal with what was left. I stopped eating over there. I like, no, because there ain't no telling if they ate or not, because you're worried about me, and you ain't giving a damn about them. And there's a lot of chicks out there who do this shit. A lot of them.
Everybody wants to know, were you living in Florida at the time with all these ratchet stories
on? No, I was not living in Florida. I was living in Northwest Indiana at the time.
We got some people calling in. I'm going to go ahead and let area code 314 in on the line. Area code 314, you're on the line with Table Talk with T. Who is this?
Hey, T, this is Dwayne down in St. Louis.
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Hey, Bronin, I love the show, y'all.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
But, man, I'm hot. I'm sitting here. I'm pacing around now because they got me going with this independent woman thing, man. I'm absolutely disgusted with these women. They want to be on Facebook and this, and that, talking about somebody needs to do something for me, and I got treated wrong, and they said something I didn't like. And at the same time, they're not doing anything for themselves. I mean, when they start talking about the child support thing, that's, like, huge for me, because the money that I have to spend out and have to beg to see my kids every other weekend or on this day and on that day, I'm just disgusted with some of these comments that I'm seeing on here.
And a lot of people want to call in. If y'all want to call in, y'all call in. You know, this is a free show. As long as everybody's respectful, feel free to call in and, you know, state your opinion. It's not a problem.
That's why you're mad.
But,
yeah.
Well,
you're mad today. But, you know, you were making a lot of good points in the chat room. And, you know, I think sometimes it's so easy to blame and say the father is the deadbeat or, you know, the father walked out. But I think every situation is different. And that's what I was saying. There's deadbeats in both genders. You know,
you're right.
What really constitutes as a deadbeat? Just because you physically have the children, regardless if you're the man who has full custody or the woman, are you being a decent parent to your child? Because you have some parents who have full custody, but they're shitty parents. They're not raising their kids. The television is raising their kids. You know,
and it all goes back to square one. Like when you first hook up with a female, I'll be 33 this year, and I've met women. They dumping their kids off here and there to go out and talking about they independent, and then you get ready to go over to their place, and they wanting to do whatever in the bottom bunk while the kids are asleep in the top bunk, and trying to talk about we need to respect them. It's a mess, and I'm hoping Bonafide comes in because I'm trying to figure out what that perspective is that's coming from out there. I'm hoping more people start calling in so I can really get a good perspective on what they're talking about too.
Definitely stay on the line. Bonafide, call in. She said she's about to call in.
What's your
area code, Bonafide? Because there's somebody else on the line as well from area code 562. Okay, so that's Blue Rue. Let me get Blue Rue on the line. You stay on the line, Dwayne.
Right,
don't hang up,
tonight,
okay?
Bro. Right on point tonight.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. Don't hang up, Dwayne. I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else in, okay? So
y'all
stay on the line. Okay, area code 562. Who is this?
This is Ashley Blue Rue.
What's up?
Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just calling because I know, like, of two stories where the moms are the deadbeats. In one instance, my cousin, he was dating a girl. The girl turns out to be pregnant. He thinking the kid's his, and his mom's like, I don't know, you need to go get it checked out and think the girl's yours. Turns out the baby girl wasn't his, but he had been taking care of her for so long that, you know, he, like, stepped up and decided to be the father. Not only that, this woman also had, like, a 7-year-old daughter, and she would drop off the baby and her and just leave them for days upon end. And she'd be having sex with some other dude on the side. And I'm like, this is what I call, like, some jacked up crap, because she was doing this, like, on the down low for years. And the crazy thing is, both dudes have, like, my cousin and the other guy both have the same name. So it's, like, kind of effed up in, like, a whole nother sense. So you get what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, my God, it's, like, ratchetness. Like, I don't know how to describe it. This girl was on drugs and stuff. So he basically fought custody to get the baby girl that's not even his. Like, you know, he stepped up and been a man to this, like, little girl. Ain't even his. And I have to give him
a call. Are they forcing him to pay child support, Ashley?
Yeah, you know how the court system is. Sometimes they force you to pay child support if you've been in the kid's life for, like, every amount of time. Kind of like what happened to Neo and the little boy. So, like, yeah, they forced him to pay child support, and he's already, like, felt like he was the dad anyway, so I give him props for that. Then on the other hand, I have this other guy that I've been friends with for a while. Like, I know his daughter because I used to watch her at this after-school program. Now, over here, he's, like, a white guy. He got a half-black child. The mom, like, goes in and out of this girl's life, left and right. I feel really sorry for him because he's like, I don't even really care that, like, she wants to, like, come back and, like, hang out with her, but I hate when she promises to come and pick her up, and then she's sitting up there waiting by the door thinking that she's going to see her mom, and then the mom never shows up.
Right, so, and that's what we're saying. It can happen to both genders. Nobody's devolved to that. And now let's get back to the feminism point and how, like, the laws are twisted. You know how sometimes the laws are more geared towards the women. Now, you made a perfect point. Your cousin was not the father of that child. But yet and still, the court system can still force him to pay child support instead of, you know, basically forcing the mother to find out who the father is of that child. It's easy to make some random guy pay child support who didn't father the child. So how do you guys feel about that as men, being forced to pay child support when it's surely shown that the child is not yours, like what happened to Neo?
But to me, I think that's, like, jacked up. Anyway, I think that it should be her job to go out and find whatever random dude that she slept with and, like, make him pay. Like, because I even heard recently that Neo, the girl that had the son, she's coming back for even more child support now because she's making more money.
Right,
like,
I heard that too. She's upset.
Is that?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the gender equality, it's not equality. So, Dwayne, how do you feel about that particular situation?
I believe it's just about money. I can tell you, there's a lot of females that I know, and actually, I respect to a certain extent. But I look at the situation that they get themselves in, and I can't see any other reason but money to continually have unprotected sex. Continually allow yourself to get pregnant. My children are involved by the same woman. That doesn't make me better than anybody. But I know young ladies with 3, 4, 5 baby daddies. And then talk about, he won't do this for me. He won't do that for his kids. You chose this route. You chose this route. And now everything that comes with it, I can't see anything else but money. Because you knew he didn't have a job, never held a job. The best he ever did was at Taco Bell. Okay, that was something. Now all of a sudden you want him to go spend his weed money to go get you a pack of Pampers, and you calling him every other hour to go get you some Pampers. You knew he didn't have no job. You knew he never didn't want to have a job. He dropped out of school. He never been to college. What were you expecting? What were you expecting? So now you get your stamps, your sex name, whatever, and all this, and now you're an independent black woman. And it's just about dollar sign. And when the income tax check is gone, they back begging.
You hung up on your pussy hustle. That's what it was.
Right.
It is. It's a hustle. But I love income tax time. Because you know what's so funny? Because people be broke all year long. You can always tell the ratchets. They have new shit from January through February. You know what I'm saying? Because they be getting bigger income taxes than the people who work. So it's like they getting back, you know, $7,000, $8,000 worth of income tax money than the people who are working, you know, or who, you know, make over a certain amount. You're lucky if you get a few thousand, you know, so that I always find that funny as well. So it looks like Bonafide Love and call back in, because she looks like she was just on the line, but I think she just hung up, but she can call back in, because I was on the other end.
I just have a question. What about this? Have you ever heard of a situation where a female will ask for more child support, right? And she's like, oh, I want to settle it outside of court. Then the next thing you know, she goes to court. Then when she like the lawyer's all like, oh, you can't ask for more money because he's making more money. So she goes ahead and asks for more money. But the whole thing is like she with some other dude, and what she's using for the money is not on the kids. It's for paying like bills in our new house. You get what I'm saying? Like, have you ever had that situation before?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
oh yeah.
We be tight, nails be done, fresh baby fat outfit, shopping at City Cleanse, all on child support.
Baby's pampered full of shit. I mean, again, it happens a lot of times where the chick is like looking fresh. When you look at her kids, the kids are looking worse than third world kids out there. Because again, it's not even about the welfare of the children. It's about using those children as unemployment vouchers to fund their bullshit.
Mm. Right.
Or look at the Octomom. Octomom's out there begging people to give her money. And like, and no, and she didn't hustle her pussy to where it's got an expiration date from last year, and it's done.
Told you it was a mess. Okay, we got a lot of people calling in. The chat room is popping. Let me go ahead and let Bonafide Lovin' in here because she's calling in. I think this is her 718 area code. You're on the air with Table Talk with T.
Hi, it's Bonafide here.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
You're making some points. I see everybody was in the chat room, you know, going back and forth. But y'all were making, you know, good points. I was seeing both sides of the argument. So go ahead and state what you want to state. You said you wanted to call in and state your opinion.
I don't know. I just feel like women are blamed a lot of the times for everything that happens. From having unprotected sex, it's a two-way street. And I feel like a lot of the men are absolved from the blame because they can just, because society makes it easy for women, for men to just, like, walk out. I don't know. That's just what I think.
I want to say something on that. Because, like, again, like, when it comes to, everyone likes to use that adage, you know, it takes two. But it actually takes one individual to give birth to the situation. And on both ends, you have to, like, sex, I mean, again, if someone takes sex from you, that's rape. So it has to be a mutual understanding between two people. And a lot of times, there are people who get bit in the ass for making bad choices. And a woman has more. Nowadays, it seems like both men and women have more to lose on different levels when it comes to, like, having irresponsible sex with a person. If you didn't properly vet this person, you could stand to lose not just your life or your career, but the things you're looking to do in life in general. So, I mean, a lot of times here they hear, like, you say, like, women are getting blamed and stuff like that. But there's a lot of chicks out there who are sport fucking. I know. I mean, we know some out here who just, like, I've shown T pictures of things where you have any chicks out here twerking butt naked with their babies right there or getting fucked right near their children while they're crying in the next room. There's no sense of responsibility or anything. You got all these jump-offs doing all this silly shit and making women who are doing something or being actual mothers, they have to carry the burden of that bullshit. So, of course, you're going to hear anybody who put the foot of accountability on some of these chicks, you're going to get some backlash on there because in the society, it's about being able to do what you want to do but not being held accountable for it. You know, so it takes much more. It takes much more than some thin ass condom, which people like to rely on, like use a condom. Use common sense. It's hard as fuck to poke holes in that.
Right.
Now I do want to say I do understand where Bonafide Lovin' is coming from. I do definitely understand because so many times as women, you know, sometimes, you know, everything comes down on us. But it's like the dude can just walk away scot-free, and it's like, well, it's your fault. You know, you chose to sleep with him, or you chose to have sex with him. But unfortunately, you know, society isn't fair, and the world isn't fair. For whatever reason, we do carry the brunt of that. Because, like Ronan said, we are the mothers. We're the ones who choose to have the child. So think about it like this. If we get pregnant, right, if I get pregnant right now, and I don't want to have the baby, that's my choice. I can have an abortion. I can give the baby away. The man has no say in that, right? So now I get pregnant, and I want to keep my baby. But my boyfriend does not want me to have the baby. He wants to have an abortion. He's adamant. He doesn't want to be a father. He's not ready. It doesn't matter. It's still my choice. You get what I'm saying? So I still have the right to keep the baby, terminate the pregnancy, keep it moving, file for child support. So even though the man may not get the brunt of it, I think it's because the woman ends up bearing more responsibility because we do carry the child. You know, we do carry the child a full term. So I think that's why people put more pressure on the women, because we really can say, we really have the power to change a man's life. Because a man cannot tell me to have an abortion. I can choose to have one, but he can't force me to have one. So I think that's where that comes in, where people, you know, kind of put more of the blame on the woman. You get what I'm saying?
And there's another thing.
Am I making any sense?
There's another thing you got to factor, because the audible silence of the women who don't actually do it, but they know that there's some women out there who do it, that says a great deal. Because, like, men, and there's some women out there who see the foolishness for what it is, but you get some who, like, you know, don't get on her, she's not a deadbeat mom, but then, like, okay, if she's mishandling her vagina, I mean, basically using that as a community slot machine, then where can you put the responsibility on? Because we end up paying for the kids if you think about it. So, of course, when they say your body, your choice, that is your responsibility. Those are your eggs. Now, he can run around and not to say it's even cool to go out there and be the hood version of, you know, Johnny Appleseed.
Shoddy Low.
Yeah.
Shoddy Low.
Shoddy Low and shit. But you figure if you got a series of baby mamas, they know of each other. They have a decision to make for themselves. So if all 11 women get pregnant, who's at fault? All 11 of them, because they knew what was set before them.
Right.
You knew he wasn't going nowhere. You know, you knew he was a shift manager at fucking McDonald's. Wasn't aspiring
a
to be
a fry cook. Not a shift manager. He was a fry cook.
Wasn't trying to be shit. Wasn't gonna be shit. All he said was, "Girl, shorty, you got a fat old ass, and that was enough for you to spread your legs and turn it up." Now he ain't shit. It took you to have three, four kids, or even one kid to find out he wasn't shit. That's a responsibility on your part.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, there is a two-way street, but yeah, more of the burden, unfortunately, is placed on the woman. You know, that's just how it's always been in society. You know, but I think, you know, as people, we just have to take personal responsibility for ourselves. And you were saying in the chat that you don't have any kids, you know, and I think, are you in school? I think you were saying that one other time that you were in school, I believe. But I just think, like, you know, as long as we can get the message out there and people can just start taking more personal responsibility, because you're not going to change anybody. Some people are just ratchet. Some people just don't know nobody better because they weren't raised any better. You know, but I think as long as you take personal responsibility for yourself, that's really all you can do. You can't control what other adults do. But like I always tell young girls, even like I tell my nieces and stuff like that, if you don't see yourself being with this man, if he's not bringing anything to the table now, it's not going to get better if y'all have a kid. But it's just not. Not saying that people can't grow and they, you know, and they won't mature, but it takes a lot longer. You know, everybody's not at that point. So you can't get with the local, you know, hood booger, drug dealer, and you think that you're about to have a kid with him, and all of a sudden he's about to be Mr. Corporate America. You know, so I just think we just have to be selective. Not saying that anybody's perfect. You can get a corporate guy and he can end up not being shit as a father or being a horrible person, but I just think that you kind of narrow down that if you just are more selective. Just like a dude, and I also tell that to dudes too, you know, like my little nephews and stuff, it's like, why are y'all out here messing with hood rats? I understand it's easy, but is it worth it? You know, you're mad that the chick is pregnant, but you knew going in she had four kids by four different people. You knew if you blew on her, she was going to get pregnant. So why would you mess with her and then not use anything? So, you know, a lot of it is personal responsibility on both genders.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne, any thoughts?
You know,
I don't know, Dwayne's still there.
No, I see the comment, you know, Bonafide is like, guys are some of the biggest whores. But you know what? Without so many doors that are actually left open, you can't be a whore. If you set the standard as women, if you set the standard, the community has to adhere to that. If you want a guy to, like, you know, gain access to you, that is on your choice. Otherwise, you know, that's rape. So, again, like, putting it on him, yeah, you can partially put it on him, but it all ends up in you, because if you let him in there, bust off, and then he takes off, you can't sit there and be a career victim. It's all about choice. You got to properly vet these guys. Otherwise, you know, if he wants to do, you know, take a spin on a neighborhood sex wheel, that's your choice.
Bone, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure that you were still there. I didn't know if the phone had dropped off. I'm going to let Dwayne come back in because they're having storms in St. Louis. Let's see. Dwayne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so did you want to add anything, like, as far as, like, you know, the personal responsibility? Because I agree with her, you know, it has to be on both parts. You have a lot of dudes who are out here, you know, hoeing and, like you said, being on their shoddy low thing, and, of course, they're not going to get as much blame. And I think, too, like I said, even going back to the shoddy low situation, at some point in time, I do blame the women because there's no way in hell a man can have kids by 10 different women and not come up being pregnant, baby mama number 11. How low is your self-esteem that you think that that it's okay to be in 11th place? You know,
right,
I can understand
back
the first
to
two,
about what Ronan was
but,
saying
I mean,
earlier.
Come on, 11th place? You're the 11th woman to get pregnant by this man? Like, it just says a lot. And you know, and I think it says a lot about our society in general. You know, the whole monkey see, monkey do, just trying to be a follower because you think it's cool or just because this person has some type of hood fame or, you know, celebrity status. And that's why I said we do have to be more mindful of, you know, who we do have children with. Did you want to add anything to that, Dwayne?
No, I mean, I'm completely on with what Ronan was saying because I just feel it upsets me, and I don't want to be disrespectful or bona fide because I'm sure she has her position on that, but I just don't have any sympathy for women that do that. I just don't, knowing that what I've been through personally, I just don't have any sympathy for, you know, forget getting tested, but you're talking about unprotected sex and then the after effects of it, and, oh, I had to do this by myself, and I had to do that by myself. I just don't feel sorry for them.
So, Bonafide, what else did you want to add? Because you're saying that that he's only thinking about sex. So, what other things did you want to add?
I really don't have anything else to say right now.
Oh, okay, you're just listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's cool
that's
too.
Fine.
And I don't want to browbeat anybody because everybody's entitled.
Oh no,
to
that's
their
not.
Own
we're
opinion,
all family here.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we're,
yeah,
you know, there's
so,
never no drama. We're all family here.
But I just get
we're
always
all gonna agree.
When we get on that subject, I just get fired up because, like I said, I see this stuff on Facebook. I have people that I know personally that experience stuff like that. So I mean, my own experiences. Going to something that the girl was saying about like paying out their child support and then getting it modified and stuff like that. That's what I continue to go through. I never had a modification. Always getting asked for an increase. And you try to show the money that you pay out of pocket, and the court will tell you it's a gift. You know how hard that is? Guys out there like myself who go from living with your kids every day till the relationship ends, and now you don't get a gift every night, and you can't walk into school like you want to. That's hard to deal with. So I don't have any sympathy for the ones that say, I got to do it by myself. I would love to have that, and I just don't.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, and it happens to both. You know, Rhonda, you know, my little story, what I've been through, I know I got drugged to court one time. And this is no lie, and I'm just honest. You know, guys do that trifling stuff too. So it's definitely a two-way street with the gender thing. A lot of people think it's just the women dragging guys to court for child support. I got drugged to court on some spiteful stuff, you know, by my ex because he didn't want to pay child support. So you would think that he was having to pay like $1,000 a month. No, $248 for both kids. I have two kids. What is $248? He took me to court to get his child support payments lowered, just to be spiteful. And, I mean, it was just, even the judge was like, you know, was upset, like, really? And then you know what he told the judge? He feels like he shouldn't have to pay me any more in child support because I have a decent job. He could see if I wasn't, you know, working or if I was on welfare. Well, she makes more money and she has a good job, so why should I have to pay more child support? So they asked me, well, how much lower do you want the child support to be? He said $100 a month.
Oh, God.
He said $100 a month for two kids. So I've been through there. I've been through it. So I know what the dudes go through, but trust and believe, some guys play that game too. And you know what? They lowered his child support. They dropped it down from, like, $248 to, like, $216, two some nonsense. So I'm lucky if I get $135 a month.
Wow.
And he's making all types of money, you know, under the table, you know, doing whatever it is he does or, you know, cash and stuff like that. But, you know, he works part-time just so I can get just the bare minimum. So I go through that, too. And then his whole thing is, well, yeah, you have a decent job. You know, I don't feel like I should have to, you know, just because the relationship ended. So that bitterness can be on both parts. It can be on the woman and it can be on the men. So, you know, I understand where the guys come from with that. You know, I've been through a bunch of nonsense. And I've never denied him his kids. You know, matter of fact, my oldest was down there the whole summer last summer.
Yeah.
And this was still after I only get, if I'm lucky, $100 a month in child support. So, you know, sometimes we go through things in life. Sometimes you go through relationships, and you just learn. And sometimes people just get really, really spiteful after the stuff is over. But it affects both genders. It, you know, there's women who go through it. There's men who go through it. You know, that's why I say to people, you know, if you don't have kids and, you know, if you are young, just be careful. Just be mindful of situations that you put yourself in. Because I think hindsight is 20/20, and if a lot of us had to do it over, we probably would make a different choice. You know, we all love our kids, you know what I'm saying? But we don't always love those people that we end up having kids with, because there's certain things that you just don't always see until, you know, further on down the line.
But, you know, there's one constant, though. It's like you see that people are profiting in the destruction of the family unit. On either side, male, female, they're keeping them apart, but they're making major money. Major money.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have some other people on hold, too. So let me go ahead and let in area code 901. Did I hang up? Nope, 901. 901, I'm going to go ahead and let you in. You're on the air with Table Talk with T.
Hey, T. Hey, Ronan. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, sweetie, who is this?
This is Janae. I've been following your channel since
last year. Oh, Janae, from Facebook?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been following your channel since last year. I'm loving it. I'm hoping that you do this more permanently. I understand that you do IT and all, but we'll change your mind one day. Anyway, I do agree with you that the times have changed. I mean, I think they've changed for the better, but also for the worse. And the problem is that there's no balance. And you were talking about how kids nowadays, you know, I really want to get this point across, you know, that kids nowadays are following things, that people are following one another. And that's really sad, because when I was growing up, you know, I was born in 88. So, you know, I grew up in the 90s and also in the 2000s where, yeah, you saw some kids doing the monkey see, monkey do, but not a whole lot, because it was the whole thing of the 90s and also in the early 2000s was individualism, which is unfortunately has been lost over the years. And it's really, really sad. And, you know, when people want to, you know, follow this, oh, well, I'm independent, I'm this, I'm that, and everything like that, and I'm just sitting there like, do you know how damaging that is? You know, especially if you're a married woman or you got a man next to you, you know. And I feel like even though with our society we've lifted these women up because they were the oppressed at one time, nowadays, it feels like the women have become the oppressors, and we're oppressing our men. And it's not necessarily black men, but, of course, they get the worst of that brunt. But I'm talking about men in general. We become their oppressors, and we don't even realize it because we've gotten too much power and we've gotten cocky with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I think it's to the point now where it's just so many excuses, you know, and it's like a lot of women are just not held accountable for anything, you know, and that's one thing I always stress is accountability. You know, we all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect, but at least own up to your shit. You know, don't go on the Maury Show crying, screaming that you're 1,000% sure that he's the father. If you know in the back of your mind you were sleeping with four other people within that same week, and then when the results come back, she want to play crazy. And there's no personal responsibility. I remember. It's okay. We're going to help you find the real father. No, fuck that. It's not okay, bitch. Why are you having sex with so many people in 1 week?
Exactly.
You know, it's like no, there's no personal responsibility. It's just, you know, continue to coddle
exactly.
the people, continue to, you know, make excuses for them. And I think that's the part that upsets me and frustrates me because, like you said, when we were growing up, there wasn't, you know, I guess back in our day, and I hate to sound old because we're not that old. We're like back in our day, back in the 80s.
Well,
you know, like we're 75.
Don't make me sound old.
Right, but, you know, it was like we always say on the show, there was a such thing as shame. I mean, like, it was, like, man, even when I got pregnant, like, I was not happy about that. Like, it was embarrassing. Like, I cannot believe I'm in this situation. Oh, my goodness. It was like, and now you got girls literally on Facebook. I'm going to show y'all the picture. I'm going to post it tonight. 5 young girls can't be no older than 16. Everybody got their bellies out. Everybody's pregnant. Nobody cares. It's like there is no more shame. So now it's okay to go on a talk show and say that you're pregnant by and there's 20 potential fathers.
But
how did that become acceptable?
I got a story to tell you because I remember back when I was in high school, it was not until I was in high school that I saw a lot of girls pregnant that I knew there were peers of mine. But I started seeing it back when I was in junior high. Just maybe one person. But when I got to high school, I saw it a lot. There was a girl that had her first baby back in the 10th grade, and she was dead set on this guy, that he was the baby daddy. Well, found out that he was not the baby daddy, and at the time when she got pregnant, she had been sleeping with 2 or 3 other guys. And not only did she get pregnant in the 10th grade, but turn around, you know, she got pregnant again in the 12th grade, and they said that she had, like, you know, some more kids after we graduate. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're just putting yourself in the poorhouse when you do that. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, this is like back in the early 2000s because I graduated, because I graduated in 2006 from high school. And the thing is, yeah, accountability and responsibility has been lost. And the reason why I am so responsible and accountable is because I grew up with an old school mom. My mother is a baby boomer. She doesn't play. And then she's a Southern African-American mama, too. Oh, she definitely doesn't play. You know, she taught
right.
me stuff that a lot of these kids are not taught. You know, I remember between you and, you know, me, you were Ronin shoes. I remember that, you know, I didn't see anything as video camera phones or camera phones, you know, back when we were in high school and junior high and elementary. There was no such thing. If you had a cell phone, it was one of those, like, those little minute phones, the minute
right.
on the screen. You know, I never saw a camera phone or a video camera phone until I went to college. I'm like, what is this? And then I wanted one. And so with that being said, you know, even with me, I'm very careful with what I put online, even with my posts, because, you know, I have the means to say, okay, you know what? Because of how I grew up, my mother always told me that, you know, there are certain things that people should not know, and that includes family members and your friends. Don't put all your business all on Main Street. Nowadays, you don't
right.
have that many people who have that discretion, and it's so sad, but it's true.
Right. You're very right. And Bonafide Lustman, y'all keep going back and forth in the chat room. She's saying that if a woman should be allowed to express her sexuality without being called a whore or a slut. And so everybody, you know, is going back and forth about that. You know, yes, people, you know, if you're grown and you want to have sex with 15 guys in one night, that's your business. I'm not mm-hmm. saying you can't do that if you so choose to. But if you get knocked up, and you decide to come on national television and say that you don't know who knocked you up out of these 15 guys, people are going to judge you. Like, that's human nature. That's just you. Whatever you want to do, that's your business. But when you're talking about bringing a child into this world and you have no idea who the father is and none of the, you know, the guy that you had sex with even want to step up and take responsibility, people are going to judge you.
But hold on.
People are just going to straight up judge you.
But, T, here's where I got to throw the flag, because these be the same individuals that sit there and call Kim Kardashian a slut. Now, even though she has bounced on more dicks than the fucking balls at the Staples Center, you're still trying to do what she's doing without being called out for that shit. That's hypocrisy right there, because she's doing the exact same thing. She's still married legally. but she's fucking Kanye and pregnant. Really?
Right. Ratchetness. Now, we got somebody else who's been on hold for about 10 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and let in area code 203. And we have 10 minutes left, so y'all stay on the line with us here. So, area code 203, you're on the line with Table Talk with TL. They hung up. I guess they weren't trying to talk. We've had so many people in the chat room, and I think I got up to about 25 people. Lots of good conversations. You know, everybody's making a lot of good points. You know, some people are more for feminism, some people are not. But it was a lot of good points made in the chat room. And I think it's definitely good to see both sides of the argument, you know, and to realize that, you know, with the genders, men can be put in certain unfortunate situations and so can women. You know, and if we're going to be for gender equality, we need to be the same all the way around for men and women. I don't think that it should be okay for women to get away with certain stuff and not men. And I also don't think it's okay for men to get away with certain things and not women. If we're going to be equal, let's be equal.
Exactly.
And that goes for laws, that goes for everything. You know, if a woman files child support on a guy and it ends up not being his father, I mean, excuse me, he ends up not being the father of that child, he should not have to pay child support. I would never understand how that's okay when he's been proven to not be the father.
True.
Any thoughts?
I have a point to make. The problem that I have with this society is that, you know, there's no such thing. I remember back in the day, even when we were growing up, you brought it in, and I, when we were growing up, there was a little thing called agree to disagree. You know, there's no such thing as agree to disagree, because back when we were younger, we were told by the older folks that was cool, you know. But nowadays, you know, you can't make a point without people being offended. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. You offended me. You're anti-woman, you're anti-man, you're heterosexual, anti-homosexual, you're this, and I'm like, oh, my God, can I have an opinion? You know, and
no, you're not allowed to anymore. You're just supposed to be a sheep and just go whatever the masses think is okay. You're just supposed to go with the masses. If you even question it, then, you know, it's off with your head.
And that's the only problem that I have, you know, because the thing is, like, I looked at Ben Carson, and I was the one that sent you that Ben Carson thing, you know, that article. And they said that he made a comparison to what the gay people do in incestuous relationships and BCL. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He was just basically saying that if you open the door for this group of people, you know, then, you know, why not open the door for everybody else, you know? And I'm just sitting there like, oh, okay, well, that's his opinion. You know, I don't care. I'm not going to talk about my personal politics on gay marriage or anything like that, but I just feel like, okay, what is the problem with him expressing his opinion, especially when it's being asked?
Right.
I wanted to do something real quick. It's like Bonafide put up something to say, like, there seems to be a double standout here. That when it comes to sex, it's much more than a pastime as it should be. But when it comes to random men entering a woman's vagina, semen, it's like biological gang warfare when it comes to, like, a new guy's semen versus old guy's semen. It fights for dominance. So whichever semen rules out, that's what takes over. But then when you have your uterus looking like the championship wall of a paintball tournament, that's when you have more issues than anything. Now, with the guys are susceptible to more diseases and whatnot through sex with numerous partners. That's why responsibility is more promoted than anything, you know, because everyone seems to make it cool. And again, like, you have to understand, like, there's a double standard there, because there are more women who won't fuck with a guy if he's a virgin. They say he doesn't have experience. You know, he doesn't know how to put it down and say like that. Yes. They say he won't know how to put it down. So, again, you can't have it both ways. You say, well, if I sit there and jump around, you know, like, you know, the rest of the, like, Kim Kardashian and everything like that, which I get tired of using, you know, she gets called a slut. But if a guy runs through a bunch of chicks, you know, he's looked at as a hero. Not really. Because, again,
I think it's just nasty.
It's just nasty as hell. Because I know guys who've been ran through some chicks. The worst I've done was, like, do a hat trick where I fucked three girls in one day. Some at the same time, okay. But, again, I had to be, again,
the night round.
No, but the thing is, like, okay, people people forget about the health aspect, because in going overseas, I learned about that shit called black herpes. And when you catch that shit, you were pretty much done, because your shit will damn near fucking corrode and implode on itself to where the fucking your head of your dick fall off and worse. So knowing that there's some shit that really fuck you up, you have to be more responsible. So you get a lot of these women out here say, well, I want to sit there and slut it up too. You can, but, you know, if you want your vagina to be out there to use to be snatching dents out of trucks, then okay, that's you. But there's a responsibility that comes with that shit. So I'm being brutally honest. So, again, I'm not here trying to be no biased. I'm just telling you how it is. Because, again, having sexual traffic run through you, the elasticity, you know, tends to wear out. You can't put a cap of vinegar in the tub and think it's going to tighten up like that. All the Kegels you need, I don't think you have that kind of time nor strength to do it. So you have to get vaginal rehab surgery to where it makes you look your vagina look like it's tight. But, again, it is what it is.
Oh, Jesus. Ronnie, get out of my life. You got the chat room going crazy. We are down to 4 minutes and 31 seconds. This show went by so fast. Oh, my goodness. Ronnie, get out of my life. We got somebody calling in last minute. We got one more person calling in from area code 3. Oh, no, you know what? They're not calling in to talk. Never mind. Keep on listening to the show. I thought they were raising their hand. But Ronan went off. And Bonafide is saying that you never hear people call guys men whores. And I do.
Yeah.
I don't respect no man who doesn't respect his dick. Because I feel like that's part of you. And I don't want to mess with the guy who's just been with just, you know, you're just ready to screw any woman that you run across. That's not attractive to me. Or guys, like, you could be in the club and the dude will come and try and talk to you and be like, oh, you look good, let me eat you out. What?
Yeah.
That's your game?
Yeah.
If you can come and say that to me, you don't know me from a can of paint. You don't know if I have some type of STD. You don't know nothing about me. You're offering to eat me out in the club? How many other chicks have you done this to who took you up on that offer? Like, that's not a turn-on to me. That is disgusting, and I will walk away. But guys really be coming at girls like that. Why? Because, of you know, you got women out here who think that that's cool. You know what I'm saying? So you got guys who just come, you know, just on some wild stuff. But I think men can be whores just like women can be whores. And if you're a man whore, I can't fool with you.
But you know, here's the real thing, though. It's like, and to answer Bonafide's question, like, yeah, you can call a man a whore and everything like that, but here's the one key element. He don't give a fuck. If that's what
yeah,
it is,
that's
okay.
True.
All right, if that's what you, I mean, okay, you can say he's a whore. You know, like, okay, and, you know, if, your sister like it, or your girl, I mean, again, like, the thing is, you sit there and call him a whore, but there's some other people who support that shit, too. Because, like, why are you saying he's a whore? There's other chicks who open their legs and like, look,
right.
I need that in my life. So that's why your argument kind of falls in the water because, again, when you see a guy, like, man, you know, girl, you a slut. You're not going to have some, well, you have a thirsty-ass dude who'll go out there, well, I want next. But then the community is not going to appreciate that shit. Like, damn, that woman's loose. That woman's, like, been around the block more cars than my car. You know, so, no. You can't have it.
Yeah,
like
people
that.
Are saying in the chat room that you have females. Dwayne was saying you'll have females that will walk out the club with that guy. And that's true. And Rock on your boy said, eating box in the club, that's crazy. People do it. Oh, people are wild. I done been at a club one time with Uncle Luke, and I was in West Palm Beach. And he had these girls rolling so bad, they was eating each other out on stage in front of everybody. And it had the nerve to be a light skin versus dark skin. And the dark skin girls, I was so embarrassed and so ashamed. These fools went all the way and started eating each other out on stage in front of everybody. Everybody had their camera phones out recording them. It's probably on the internet somewhere, but this was a few years ago. But yes, people do have oral sex in the club. Matter of fact, that's why Tupac got in trouble, because he got some head from a chick in the club.
Yep.
The same chick who pressed charges on him. So,
mm-hmm.
But you know. For every woman, you know, who will turn a guy down and, you know, look at him disgusted like you got me messed up, you have some hood rat who'll be like, okay, let's go.
Well,
so it just depends on that person.
Yeah, and like, you have to be careful of vaginal prolapse. That's like if you took a fruitcake and you let it fall out the bowl, that's your version of vaginal prolapse, where your uterus just falls the fuck out from heavy traffic. It's like you lost your muscle.
Ew.
So,
that's
yeah.
a real disease?
No, it's a real situation because, again, like, it can dislodge itself, and you're sitting there like, bam, what the fuck hit the floor? It wasn't a cell phone. It was your pussy.
Okay, we have about 48 seconds left. people are in the chat room talking about people watching coochie eating contests in the club.
Yes.
So other people
yes.
have been to two live crew shows. Okay, so not just me. This was a great show. I want to thank everyone who called in tonight. Everybody made a lot of good points. No hard feelings. We're all family here. You know, everybody's going to have their own opinion on different situations. So I want to thank everybody who called in. I like, you know, all the different views in the chat room. So, you know, let's continue to stay STD-free. Let's stay ratchet-free. Let's continue to handle our business. So make sure y'all come back next week at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're down to 5 seconds. Any last words, Ronan?
Next show, we're going to talk about that raggedy-ass video you had me watch, because that was some bullshit.
Bye.
Bye.